Ron Bouquet, who will be starting against the Yankees, is 14-11 on this year, 2-2 against the Yankees for the season, and his lifetime record, 3 victories and 4 defeats. I'd like to acknowledge some very pleasant greetings from a contingent of Yankee fans who are tuned in tonight in Canton, Stan Watson, Ray Briggs, and Moose Lovato. And we certainly hope that they, as well as all baseball fans along the line, will enjoy tonight's activities. Humphrey Green standing in from the right side, chatting with Yogi and Larry Knapp. Out on the mound, Art Dittmar. For the Yanks, defensively, it's Boyer, Kubek, Richardson, and Scourin. In the outfield, Lopez, Mantle, and Merritt. Here's Red.
Dittmar's opening pitch to the call strike. Larry Knapp behind the plate. Frank Dumont at first. Bob Stewart is second and Charlie Barrett at third. Dittmar deals. Green takes a curve low inside. And it is a ball and a strike on the game's first hit-up. Billy Herman coaching down at third base. Rudy Orr coaching over at first. Outfield shaded toward right on Green. Left-hand hitter. There's a ground ball wide to first. Scourin can't come up with it. Richardson can. Throws to first base to the pitcher. Dittmar covering for the out. And, of course, that is the way the play should be made, these balls that are hit in the hole between first and second. The first baseman and the second baseman both go after, and it's up to the pitcher to be able to take the throw, depending on which man can come up with it. In this case, the second baseman. So, Richardson to Dittmar. And they have one up, one away. And Willie Tasby hitting 268. Also shaded toward left on this right-hand batter, who cuts at a curve and got it. Strike one. We have two other games in the league there tonight. Cleveland-Chicago. Chicago's a half a game out of second place. Detroit is in Kansas City. Baltimore, which is in second place, is idle. Pitch low outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Barra back in the plate. We were talking to Elston Howard before the game, and he says, I'm going to be ready, willing, and able when that series opens. But that dislocated finger on the right hand is not going to hold me up. Fastball high inside, ball two. Scourin at first base, Richardson at second, Kubek at short, Boyer at third, Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. The pitch is swung on as a high pop fly into short center field. Mantle coming on, signals he'll take it. He does. The ball was way up high. So we have two up, two down. And the batter is Vic Wirtz, who has knocked in 101 this year, batting 282. Strong left-hand hitter. So be very careful when you pitch to him. Not two shades around into right. We have a full schedule in the National League tonight. Chicago at Los Angeles, St. Louis at San Francisco. Wirtz takes on the outside, ball one. Cincinnati at Philadelphia, and Milwaukee is at Pittsburgh. Milwaukee is in second place by one game over St. Louis. Wirtz at the line drive, right back off Dittmar. The ball comes over to third. Boyer throws the first, gets him out. And let's see, Dittmar isn't rubbing. The ball, I think, hit him on the glove. Apparently so, because none of the Yankees have stopped to talk to him. So it's a calm off the pitcher to the third baseman and over to the first tackle. 1-2-3. We will check a little closer to see if that ball did strike Dittmar in any area outside the glove.
Red, the score at the end of half an inning. Red Sox nothing and the Yanks nothing. 1-2-3, the Red Sox go down in order. You know, there are two ways to build up a bank account. One is by making more money, which I'm sure we'd all like to do, and the other is by spending money wisely. Now, I can't tell you how to make money, but here's a tip for you folks who heat with oil on how to get the most for what you spend for home heat. Just make sure you order Atlantic Heating Oil. You see, oil heat is economical to begin with. But in addition, premium quality Atlantic heating oil is triple refined to give you the very best in clean, safe heat. Yes, sir? With Atlantic heating oil, you get maximum value from your heating budget. And believe me, you never have to worry about running low on fuel during a cold spell. Atlantic deliveries are controlled automatically by the daily temperature and by your own heating needs. Now's the time to have your burner thoroughly checked and order triple refined Atlantic heating oil. Call Atlantic Direct or your local Atlantic heating oil distributor. The Red Sox defensively, Malzone at third, Bumpsy Green at short, Pete Reynolds at second, and Victor Wirtz at first. The outfield is Carroll Hardy in left, Tasby in center, and send in right field Larry Clinton. Mon Bouquet and Nixon, the batteries, to face Tony Kubek here in the bottom of the first. Red?
74 and had a real sound, steady year. Takes a pitch on the inside under his hand. Ball one. We have no score. Last of the first inning. Mon Bouquet delivers. Fastball, good first strike. Just above the knees on the outside. One and one. Frank Cassetti coaching at third. Ralph Howell coaching at first. Outfield toward right. Kubek takes strike two. There was a slider just off the hands on the inside. One ball, two strikes. I think I've seen a club this year play far toward right on Tony. Pitches over, ball strike three. He just took a little off the fastball and had it in there. Ball third strike. Hector Lopez hitting 284. Captain Nixon goes out to the mound, checking something with Mon Bouquet, the pitcher. The Yankees have tied the American League record for most home runs by a ball club in a season, 190. And now there's a home run duel for home run honors individually between Mantle, who now has 40, and Maris, who has 39. First pitch is over for a strike to Lopez. Outfield back at the right on him. Curveball is over, ball strike two. Nothing in two. Ball, two strikes. The pitch is swung on, hit through at the right field, through between the first and the second baseman, and it's a single for Lopez. He is the fifth batter of the ball game and the first one to get on. Here is Maris, 108 runs batted in, 39 home runs, hitting 281. Mon Bouquet wants to work with another baseball and is promptly accommodated by plate umpire Larry Knapp. This is the beginning of the final series of the pennant race. There's a curveball over for a strike. Throw to first from the catcher, not in time. Sunday, the curtain comes down and then, of course, goes up on the Fall Classic, the World Series, which will open in Pittsburgh Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday in Pittsburgh, back here at the stadium, Saturday and Sunday, then Monday if necessary, and then back to Pittsburgh after a day off, if necessary, for Game 6 and 7. Pitch on the outside, ball one. A ball on the strike. Went out, Lopez at first, the infield double play there, the outfield well around but right on Roger. No score. Mon Bouquet, who was pitching quickly now with the runner at first, is being deliberate. Sets, delivers, let up, high outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. This is the first time the Yankees are back at the stadium since they clinched the 25th Yankee pennant. They clinched it at Boston, then went down to three games at Washington, and then kept that on rolling. Won 12 in a line. Mon Bouquet comes to his set position, delivers a change of pace, which is swung on, hit high into right center field, where center fielder Tasby is waiting. Makes the catch, four out number two. There's Mickey Mantle. He took over the home run lead. Down at Washington for 40. Got it in 93, hitting 276. Against the Boston right-hander, Mon Bouquet is hitting left-handed. Lopez at first, two down. A strike on the outside. Waist high, strike one. Outfield is way back and pulled around to end to right. Ted Williams is not for the Red Sox, as you know. After the last game at Boston with Baltimore, in which he hit a home run his last head bat, he quit. One pitch, low inside, ball one. Ted had announced after the Sunday ball game at Boston that this would be his last season. And then just suddenly, when he went to the clubhouse after the ball game 2 days ago, he said, well, this is it now. 1-1 pitch is strike two. He hits the outside above the knees. He is keeping the ball away from Mickey. Mantle is visiting with Knapp because Mickey has thought most of these strikes were outside. Knapp has said, well, you're so far back there, boy. You better come close and take a look. All right, 1-2. Pitch is swung on and foul back. You know, the fastball again on the outside. The same spot he had hit for the two called strikes. 1-2. They simply do not want Mickey pulling. There's a left-hand batter here at the stadium. Right-handed delivers, and Mickey swings and foul tips it. Went after a curveball. Nick was unable to hold it. One ball, two strikes. Two men out. Lopez with a single. The game's only hit at first base. Wirtz holding the bag against him to cut down on his lead. Juan Bouquet sets, pitches, high outside. That was a let up off of this fastball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. We have no score. Red Sox here tomorrow and Sunday. Game times, 2 o'clock. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Throw him a flatter right down in there and fanned him. Two strikeouts to Mondo Bouquet. And in the last first inning, no runs, one hit, one left. Totals at the end of an inning. Nothing in sauce for Boston. No runs, one hit, no errors for New York.
Even though Mickey did strike out here, swinging in the bottom of the first, it was he who, with his 40th home run on Wednesday night in Washington, tied the American League home run record, which was set by the Yankees for 190 in one season. And the Mick and Roger Maris have themselves quite a struggle, along with Jim Lemon, in going down the down to the wire with his home run hitting honors. Mickey has 40, Maris has 39, and Jim Lemon has 38. In case any of you are wondering, the major league mark is 221 home runs in a single season set by the Giants, who tied a record that was set by Cincinnati. On the scoreboard, Cleveland at Chicago will be a night game. Detroit at Kansas City. Washington and Baltimore are not scheduled tonight. In the National League, Cincinnati with O'Toole going against Philadelphia's Buzzhart, about set to get underway down in Philadelphia. Milwaukee's at Pittsburgh, Chicago at Los Angeles, and St. Louis at San Francisco. Here in the top of the second, Russ Nixon, Frank Malzone, and Pete Reynolds set to face the right-handed slants of Art Dittmar. Red.
Hits the first pitch of line drive in the right center. Base hit. He caught, it looked to me like a hanging curve high inside. And the Red Sox get their first runner. Single to right center, Nixon. Now we have the Bronx boy, who has made good at Boston, Frank Malzone. Hitting 273. Right-hand batter. Spreads out alongside the plate. Outfield is one step toward left. Curveball is good. Under the hands and on the inside. Strike one. No score. Boston is a man at first. The fastball hit down the shortstop. Half speed. Two back over to second to Richardson on the first. And it's a double play, although the ball was not stopped at top. This double play number 157 this year for the Yankees. 6-4-3. Now we have two outs, nobody on, and here is Pete Reynolds, who is leading Al Smith by 2 points for the batting title. Reynolds hitting 317. Smitty 315. The next fellow is Keene, 308. Reynolds takes the curve, low inside, ball one. Reynolds is left-hand batter who doesn't pull. They play him to left and left center, and he is turned to hit that way. Curve low inside, ball two. Reynolds has his stance so overly closed that his forward foot, his right foot, is pointed at the shortstop. The 2-0 pitch. Over for the strike. 2-1. Odd Dittmar. 1-15, lost 9. Pitches a fastball low inside. 3-1. Dittmar is 1-1 against Boston. 3-1. Right-hander delivers, and Ronald swinging lines the ball over third into left field. Boyer went up and almost got to it, but the ball went off of the fingertips of his glove, and it is a base hit for Runnels. And, of course, boy, he is treasuring these things. This is his third run for a batting championship. A couple of years ago, he got in a squeeze, and the last day of the season, his teammate, Ted Williams, beat him out. All right, so Pete is on. That hit is worth 1 or 2 points. We'll have to check it with another Pete. Pete Thomas, on statistician. And here is Carol Hardy, right-hand batter, taking a high inside curve for ball one. Hardy hitting 229. Came up with Cleveland, was dealt to Boston. He played football at Colorado. Swings and it's a high pop-up. It's a right on the foul line, back of third. And Boyer makes the catch one step in foul ground for the third out. So we have no runs, two hits. One man left, double play, Brooks the back of it. And the score at the end of an inning and a half. The Red Sox nothing and the Yankees nothing.
You know, friends, we still have a lot of warm weather ahead of us, Indian summer and whatnot, and it's a good time to get out and go places and have a lot of fun. It's no time to have your car performing under par because of a dirty carburetor, though. And that's one good reason to use Atlantic Imperial, a gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive. You see, Atlantic Imperial loosens and dissolves and gradually washes away hard, crusty deposits that form inside the carburetor wall under normal driving conditions. Now, these deposits can cause frequent stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste. And what's more, Atlantic Imperial's protective action keeps deposits from forming again. Today, more and more people are using Atlantic Imperial in their cars. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Bottom of the second, no score here at the stadium. Red Sox and the Yankees. It'll be Lawrence Peter Barra to be followed by Bill Scourin and Cleet Boyer. Scourin leading the team at 306, Lopez is 284. The outfield around toward right on Yogi. Here's Red.
Right hand to Monbouquet delivers, and Yogi hits a looper back of third base. It is caught by Malzahn. Malzahn went back, recoiled his head. The ball hit the pocket of his glove, bounced up, he juggled it, and then he held on to it. A fine running catch. He was the only player who had a possible chance. So Barra still looking for his 100th hit. Fine catch in fair ground. And now we have the Moose. John hitting 306. Knocked in 90. Pitch a curve, go outside. Ball one. That base hit for Ronald just now was good for 2 points. He's now hitting 319. John hits a high foul back out of play. So Ronald at the moment beating his nearest competitor, Al Smith of Chicago, by 4 points. Of course, while Chicago is playing tonight, they haven't started. The difference in time out in the Midwest. Monbouquet deals, and it is low inside. Ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. One out. Curve, over. Strike two, slow curve, over above the knees. 2-2. Scourin has the highest batting percentage of any of the Yankees, 306. Swings and hits the ball to right center field. There's Sutton going over, he can't get it. And it's bouncing off the Zuror scoreboard. Scourin comes out of second base and holds on with a double. And he's going to close the track full of those doubles this year. That's his 34. Well, Scourin doubles to right center. He cleaned it. treat it for you. Casey rested him for a few days. Boyer responded when he got back in down in the last game, blocked with a home run. He's hitting 242. Associated around toward left. Down the second one out. No score. Boyer hits down the left field corner. There's Hardy going over close to the wall and makes the catch right off of the railing. And Scarron, who was over at third, goes back to second base. The ball would have slid the railing gone into the seats by about a half a foot. But it was an easy catch to the left fielder once he had correctly gauged where the ball was coming down. Now we have two down, and the hitter is Bobby Richardson. Bobby hitting 253. Manbouquet sets off the rubber, slips his cap. A little muggy-ish out there on the field. Air is quite still down on the playing field. Richardson gets out of waiting and backs out. The pitch is the curve low outside. All right. Right-handed pitcher, Bill Manbouquet. M-O-N-B-O-U-Q-U-E-T-E. Right-handed batter, Bobby Richardson. Scarron with a double at second, two outs. Richardson hits the bounty ball over the mound. Has shortstop Green up with it by the bag. Goes over to first. It's a high throw that Wirtz has to jump up and leave the bag for. Richardson is safe. And Scarron moves over to third base. But while the first baseman was up in the air after the ball, Richardson hits the bag. And we're waiting now for the verdict of the official score. Whether it is a base hit or an error on the throw. We're still waiting. When we know, we'll let you know. Have the pitcher, Art Dittmar. And an arrow shot to Boston would have to be on the shortstop throw. Dittmar takes low. That one was close enough to have been scored either way. E6. You want to put it down in your book? Good hitting pitcher. Swings and fouls the ball out of play alongside right. Scott has 11 hits for 68 at bats. Down in third, Richardson at first. No score. The Yankees have won their last 12. On the series for the season with the Red Sox, the Yankees lead it 12 games to 7. Curve swung on fouled into the date. Strike 2. 1-2. Three men have scouted the Pirates for the Yankees at the stadium tonight. They've done their work. Bill Skip, Johnny No, and Mayo Smith. 1-2 pitch. Curve, swung on and missed. Strike 3. So that is all for the bid. Third strikeout for Manbouquet. No runs, one hit, two left, one error. Totals at the end of two. 0-2-1 for Boston, 0-2-0 for New York.
Well, it won't be too long, friends, before the cool weather and the winter and the snow will be upon us. But right now is the time to have your burner checked and order triple refined Atlantic heating oil. Convenient budget plans can be worked out if you wish. And to get all the particulars, just call the Atlantic Refining Company or your local Atlantic heating oil distributor. Braves and the Pirates about set to get underway at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. It'll be Vernon Law, who Danny Murtaugh has selected to be his opening game pitcher in the 1960 World Series, going against Milwaukee's Bob Buell. Of course, a lot of talk here in New York in line with the upcoming series, which starts in Pittsburgh next week, Wednesday and Thursday, and then the three games here at the stadium over what will probably be a long weekend for many people, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Monday's game, if necessary, of course, and then the two optional games, Wednesday and Thursday in Pittsburgh, if necessary. Not too big a crowd on hand here at the stadium. As we move to the top of the third, Larry Clinton, Bill Monbouquet, then to the top of the order, and Plumsey Green. Red.
Outfield straight away. Dittmar delivers, and Clinton swings, lines the ball down the left field line. It is a foul ball. Just hits into the stands. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. Back at business, slow curve inside, ball one. One and one. No score off, he just joined us. Tall right-handed deliver the curve, grounded down to short. Kubek charges, grab, throws into the dirt, and Cowan scoops it for the out. So Clinton is retired. Now we have Monbouquet. 6-61. Monbouquet steps in. One out, nobody on, no score. Dittmar gunning for win number 16. This will be his last chance to get it. Mr. Stengel is now in the tuning up business. Curve on the outside, ball one. This figures to be Dittmar's last work before the series. Pitch, one on, there is a ground ball shot for the short. Kubek up with it after going over to his left, makes the play to first in time, and we have two out. Two of them short to first. Kubek to Cowan. And now Plumsey Green will start to go around for the second time. He was out opening the ball game. Second base rips into the pitcher who covered Dittmar. Green, the switch hitter, is batting left-handed against right-handed Dittmar. Chokes the bat, swings, and hits a ground ball right on through the middle out of center field for a base hit. Single to center. Hit number three for the Bo Sox. And Willie Pasby. And a high fly ball to Mantle in the first inning. Steps in. Has been hitting 267. This is the fellow that the Red Sox got from Baltimore. Two down. Runner at first is a throw over to first. Cowan Miller returns. Green back plenty of time. Dittmar delivers, a curve, it's one on and line into left center field, so Tadzik gets the base hit. Green turns to the left of second and cruises in to third, taking the extra base. So we now have men at first and third. Two men out, four hits for Austin, and Vic Wirtz. Wirtz slashed one right back off Dittmar's glove in the first inning, and the ball kicked over to the third baseman, Boyer, who threw him out. Left-hand batter, slightly open stand, swings, and there's a bounce ball off of Dittmar's glove, and it is going for a base hit. Green has scored, and runners are first and second. A high bounding ball that Dittmar jumped for and deflected to the spot that the third baseman had vacated. And the ball just rolled dead in that area, and it is the third straight single. The Red Sox now have one in the bank. They lead 1-0. For Wirtz, who is having quite a good year for himself, this is his 102nd RBI. Now we have Nixon, who got the first Red Sox single, second inning. First and second, two out, one nothing Boston. Nixon hits the ground ball down to first. Darren up with it. Tosses to Dittmar, who covers for the third out. So that settles that. He hit that one out of his fist. One run on three hits. So the score at the end of 2.5 innings, Boston one, New York nothing.
Well, I bet you've heard it said many times before that the best things in life are free. Like the sun and the moon and the stars. Why, even love and constructive criticism, just to name a few. But how about the family car? Not free, but certainly one of life's best things. A car is a special joy, particularly when it's performing well. How about yours? Lots of little things can throw it off, like a weak spark plug or a dirty carburetor. Yes, sir? Dirt gets in your carburetor. Exhaust fumes and other air particles can escape your air cleaner and collect as deposits along the carburetor wall, causing an improper mixture of air and gasoline. Stalling and rough idling and gasoline waste are common results. But this problem doesn't have to affect the performance of your car. Today, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Feel your engine could run a little smoother? Well, use Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. It could be the answer. Here in the bottom of the third, to face Mandouquette, who has installed himself with a 1-0 lead, are Tony Kubek, Hector Lopez, and Roger Maris. Yankees with their 12-game winning streak on the line. No scores as yet on the big scoreboard here at the stadium. Red.
Pitch is there, swung on, hit the right field. It is a home run. Well, up in the lower right field seat. A 1-1 ball game. The Yankees set a new Yankee record and a new American League record for team home runs, 191. Kubek straightened out a curveball. And for Tony, that is his 14th home run and his 61st RBI. And so it is a new record for the league and for the Yankees. 191 home runs, and the season isn't ended yet. Hector Lopez takes a pitch outside, ball one. And that has been a great weapon for this ball club this year. Swings and misses, strike two. Bobby Shantz is up and throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Pitch, curve outside. Ball two. 2-1. So Kubek has opened up the last of the third and got the game level. Home run. Lopez swings at a breaker, low outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Lopez has to have the ball examined. Larry Knapp orders it thrown to the catcher and then handed to him. He's checking it. Finds the ball okay. All right, Lopez and this overly closed crouch stance of his. Swing to the curve, strike three. That's four strikeouts for Mandouquette. I got a bang out of a fan back here. After Lopez struck out, he hollered, "Look at it again, Hector. It's a little white face." Now we have Roger Maris. Put a fly ball to center field in the first inning. Takes a fastball outside, ball one. I understand, I don't get much of a chance, but I understand that you don't really get the full mileage out of a ball game, let you sit down and listen to the spectators around you. There's a curveball over. Well, stop. One and one. Of necessity, they sort of isolate us up here in the radio boxes. One ball, one strike. A 1-1 count. And a 1-1 score. There's a pitch low, ball two. Two and one. One out, nobody on, last of the third. Red Sox here tomorrow. And Sunday. Then the World Series. The 2-1 pitch. Merrick swings the line drive like the works at first. Ooh, he gets that. Almost took the glove off of work. Now we have two out, and the hitter is Maddle. Out the first inning. He's the home run leader now with 40. 1-1 ball game. The outfield deep around fourth right. Mickey swing. Boy, he was going for 41. On the cat to pull the string. Pitch low, fastball, low and inside. One and one. One ball, one strike. Swinging from the end. Cuts as a ground ball down to second base. Not too sharp to hit. Runners up to get over to first, and Mickey is up. That's it. Quebec home run. We set a new American League mark for the most home runs by a ball club in a year, 191. Mark Fizzes was held by the Yankees. One run, one hit. End of three innings. It is Boston 1-5-1, and New York 1-3-0.
Red told you, Quebec's homer. That's the new American League home run record for 191 in one season. And every time the Yanks hit a home run in this Red Sox series, should they hit any more, they'll be breaking their own record.
Yankee baseball coming to you exclusively in the Tri-Cities area over quality modern WOKO 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York. WOKO time 20 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Frank Melzone to face Art Dittmar here in the top of the fourth. Red.
I feel around to it left on Melzone, who hits a line drive right at Kubek. It's short. And we have one out. Well, that sort of evens up to the line drive that Maris hit after first baseman last inning. Pete Runnels got a base hit into left field off the third baseman's glove in the second inning, and he is now hitting at 319. He's got a 4-point lead over Al Smith. Swings, hits the ball down the left field line. There is Hector Lopez going over, getting under, and he has it. So that will save Ronald's lead somewhat. Now we have two up, two down, and Carol Hardy. Right hand hitter. Deals, and Hardy takes high outside slider. Ball one. Two out. Nobody on. Right-hander pitches a curve wide. The right-hand hitter, ball two. Ball, no strike. Go outside, ball three. I think the attendance tonight will put the Yankees just over the 1,600,000 mark at home paid for the year. There's a call strike. Three and one. Three balls, one strike. Pitch. Curve over, call strike two. Three and two. Steps in. The Whitmore delivers, and Hardy swings, hits the ball out to left field. Lopez going over, and Mitchell one had a chance of a rising line drive. It almost took off over his glove. He gets a big hand for the fielding play. Coming across, and at the end of 3.5 innings, the score remains Boston 1, New York 1.
Say, did you ever hear of a gasoline that doubles as a mechanic? Well, in a way, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline does just that. And here's how. When you drive, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants escape your air cleaner and collect in the carburetor in the form of deposits. Even a small amount of deposits can cause an improper mixture of air and gasoline. And when this happens, stalling, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste result. Now, one way to handle a dirty carburetor is to get under the hood and clean it manually. But why go to all that trouble and expense when Atlantic Imperial does the job for you without even raising the hood? Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. With a clean carburetor, you get proper mixture of gasoline and air. You'll enjoy smooth engine performance, greater gasoline economy. So give it a try, won't you? Use new Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go. Cleveland at Chicago tonight in the American League. Detroit at Kansas City. Washington and Baltimore not scheduled. Cincinnati at Philadelphia, 1-1 at the end of 2. Milwaukee at Pittsburgh, Buell against Law. And Chicago at Los Angeles, St. Louis at San Francisco to start later on. Here's Yogi to start off the bottom of the fourth, to be followed by the Moose and Cleet Boyer. And to carry you on, here's the old redhead.
Tuning up for another World Series. Everything he does adds to records and records and records. First pitch to him is outside, ball one. Change the pitch high inside, ball two. 2-0. The ground ball hit to the right side. Second base of Ronald's up first, despite a last minute bad bounce. Goes over to first, and Yogi is out. One away, last of the fourth. Chris Cowan, who doubled. His 34th two-bagger. Mandelkett takes the sign from Russ Nixon, his catcher. Delivers, and Cowan swinging, fouls it into the first base stand. Back one. With his base hit, picked up a point. He's batting 307. That's the highest percentage of the Yankees. Curve swung on, and the Moose picked up another point at goal line, driving to left field, deep in the corner. Scarn around first base. The ball is received by Harding. It's a long single for Scarn, giving 2-for-2. We have half of the Yankee total of 4. Here's Boyer, whose long fly ball was caught against the left field barrier. Second inning by Hardy. 1-1 tie. Down at first, one out. They're playing him around in the left. Swing to the curve, strike one. Broke the ball right around the knee. Nothing in one. John first, one down. Pitch, fastball low outside, 1-1. Mandelkett is really perspiring out there tonight. You can see that his uniform blouse is wringing wet. He repeatedly takes his cap off, mops the sweat off of his forehead. John, as he stands down at first, is hitting at 308. Two hits, he picked up 2 points tonight. Ball game. Curve is over. Call strike two. Full curve.
Christmas is outside. Hmm. Nixon grabbed the ball as though he was going to fire down to third base, following a third strike. Turned and looked inquiringly at Knapp, and Knapp shook his head. No. That's it. All right, 2-2. Pitch. Terrible outside. 3-2. Nixon throws down to first, going back. And he stuttered. So let the runner know that the catcher knew he was down there. Strikes. This is the 25th punt the Yankees have won. The 10th and 12th years won by Casey. Tied McGraw for the most punts of any manager in the history of the game ever won. On the catch delivers, Karen goes. Boyer takes ball four, a high outside curve. Now the Yankees have men at first and second, the first walk of the ball game. Bobby Richardson got on to a high throw from the shortstop in the second inning. Bobby hitting 252. And Bouquette checks the runner at second. Sean, he's the lead man. Sign. Bob Nixon takes some more time to get the sign to run in second because the sign is more complicated. Pitch, high fastball, ball one. Red Sox see you tomorrow and again Sunday. And deliver the curveball good for a strike. 1-1. In the Cleveland at Chicago ball game, it will be locked for Cleveland. Chicago will be fifth. White Sox are in third place, a half a game back of Baltimore. The Orioles not scheduled for this last day in September. All right, 1-1 tie here at the stadium. Mr. Richardson is swung on, a ground ball hit to the right side. Ronald is up with it, throws to first, and he gets Richardson, and we have two men out, and the two runners each advance 90 feet. The second baseman to the first baseman. Boyer moving over to second base. John legging it over to third. And the pitcher's position, Dittmar, is due. So far, it has not come out. At the moment, there's a delay. Let us see what it means. Hold the phone. And this is not Dittmar. See, this looks like Hunt. Ken Hunt. Outfielder. Opened the season with the Yankees, then was out with Richmond. Now coming up to hit for Dittmar. So Dittmar is out after four innings, and he cannot be the winning or the losing pitcher. That is a right-hand batter, two men are out. Hitting 278. Outfield step toward left. Curveball is low and outside. Ball one. Starn at third. Boyer at second. 1-1 tie. Two out. So Dittmar has had his final tune-up. Fastball in there for a strike. The next time Hart pitches, he'll really be playing for the blue chips. One. Curve, go outside, ball two.
2 and 1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Brent Sox scored with 2 outs, 3 singles, and the 3rd inning got their run. Kubek hit the first pitch last of the 3rd, home run, setting a new Yankee and a new American League mark. Club total home runs, 191. That's how it stands, 1 and 1. Hunt normally close stand. Swing to the curveball. Doesn't get it. 2 and 2. The ball to strike. Being quite deliberate about getting his time. And now when he starts pumping, Hunt steps out and played umpire Knapp all time. Now Hunt gets in. In case you're wondering about when is the hitter ready, when is the pitcher ready, etc., etc., it's up to the umpire to see that both contestants are ready. That's the way it is today. When baseball started out, the hitter was on his own. The 2-2 pitch, swung and missed. Strike 3. 5 strikeouts to Martin Buscat. That's all for the Yankee bid, no runs, 1 hit. Well, Phil Rizzuto is coming over from the TV side, and he'll take you the rest of the way play-by-play radio, and I'm going to switch with him. And the score at the end of 4 is Boston 1 and New York 1. So, the Scooter will be seeing you.
Okay, Red. And right now I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp, refresher Ballantine beer. You know, Ballantine is a light beer with true lager flavor. And that's what makes it the crisp, refresher. Right now, while the Yankees are changing pitches, let's pause for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. WOKO time, 4 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Dittmar pitched 4 innings, allowing 5 base hits, no walks, no strikeouts, and 1 run. Bobby Shantz coming on, making his 42nd appearance of the year, all of them in relief. He has won 5 and lost 4, pitched a total of 67 innings, giving up 54 hits, 21 runs, 5 home runs, walked 23, struck out 52 for a 2.42 earned run average. Only Bill Stafford is ahead of Bobby Shands in earned run average, and Stafford has been in only 10 ball games. So Shands has done a tremendous job for the Yankees. And you kind of shudder when you think back at spring training, the Yankees were just about ready to unload little Bobby. He was really trade bait at that time. His arm wasn't feeling well. And he was really a sad case. He was worried. Fortunately, everything turned out all right. I know the Yankees are happy to have had Shands around all year. Bobby will be pitching to Lou Clinton, Bill Monbouquet, and Pumpsy Green here in the top of the 5th. This ball game tied 1-1. Red Sox scored in the 3rd inning on 3 consecutive singles after 2 were out. The Yankees scored in the 3rd on a home run by Kubek. Clinton in the 3rd inning bounced out to the shortstop. Have made just one change in their starting lineup, too, as a matter of fact, now with Shands in there. Jim Pisoni went in for Mickey Mantle in center field. Mickey was 0 for 2 while he was in there. Leads the Yankees in home runs, though, with 40. All right, here's Shands' pitch to the right-hand hitting Clinton. A curve outside, ball 1. Billy Herman coaching over at 3rd. At first, Rudy York. Into the windup. Another curve. This one's over. 1-1. Larry Knapp calling balls and strikes. Not too bad a crowd tonight, considering the fact that Ted Williams announced his retirement and the fans knew that he wouldn't be here for any of the 3 games. Foul back. booted by the Red Sox broadcaster. One ball, two strikes. Chan swings into the windup. Ball in the dirt. 2-2. Casey Stengel's starting lineup could have been the starting lineup for the first game of the World Series with the Pirates. A 2-2 pitch, outside ball three, full count. Now the payoff pitch, curve swung at and missed, strike three. Bobby Shands got that 3-2 curveball right where he wanted and struck Clinton out. That's one away. And here comes Bill Monbouquet with a fresh change of uniform. His other one was completely soaked through. Hot, humid night here at Yankee Stadium. Monbouquet bounced out to short in the third inning. One out, nobody on. Humphrey Green on deck. Here's the pitch to Monbouquet over strike call. Bobby has great control of that curveball. The left-hander into the windup. Fastball over strike two, nothing in two. But if you're guessing with Bobby and you're looking for the curve and he throws that fastball, he can throw it right on fire. Now the two-strike pitch. Strike three. Monbouquet didn't know whether to swing or take it, but the ball was over. It was an overhand curveball that time, breaking straight down. Two men up, two strikeouts for Shands. Here's Punxsie Green, who bounced to second and singled a setup. He has scored the Red Sox run in the ballgame. Batted left-handed against Art Dittmar, now batting right-handed against Bobby Shands, a switch hitter. Willie Tasby on deck. Pitch to Green, slow curve in there, strike one call. Beautiful motion on that pitch. The one-strike delivery. Curve way outside this time, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery is fouled back on the screen, strike two. One ball, two strikes, two up. 1-1 the score, top of the fifth. Wind up, and the pitch is just a little bit low, ball two, 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch, curve. He fouled it as he tried to check his swing. Back of the plate, count holds it 2-2. Humphrey Green batting against Bobby Shands. Two out, nobody on. Shands goes back to the rosin bag. Now the 2-2 pitch. Slow curve, low, ball three. Full count. Pitch to Green, curve, low, ball four. He lost him. There's the first walk given up by a Yankee pitch tonight. Dittmar did not walk anybody in four innings. Monbouquet has walked one man. Willie Tasby fly to center and single to center. Green with a big lead off first. Can set. There goes the runner. The ball is popped into short center field for Zone. He flips. Now he's coming in. pitch. He can't get it. Drops in for a base hit. And they're waving Green in. The throw is coming into the plate, and he's going to make it. And we'll have to wait and see what they call that. Pisoni backed up two steps, then tried to come in. And then slipped. He could not reach the ball, and then overran the ball as it hit in front of him, and Green scored all the way from first base. The run scores, and the Red Sox lead 2-1. We'll double check to see if anybody gets an error. There's a ground ball is short. Kubek up with it on one hop. Throws to first in time to get work. It'll be a single for Willie Sasby. And if there's no error on the play, he gets an RBI. So for the Red Sox in the top of the fifth, one run, one hit. No Yankee errors and one man left in the score at the end of four and a half innings. The Red Sox 2 and the Yankees 1.
To be Christmas, I'll be in the night. With two lots of flavors, precisely right. Lively golden, crystally clear, the crisp refresher, found by Valentine's beer. Hey, get your cold beer. Hey, get your Valentine's. Hey, get your cold, cold beer. Get your ice cold Valentine's beer. Get your ice cold Valentine's beer.
Go in the bottom of the fourth. It'll be Tony Kubek, Hector Lopez, and Roger Maris to face Bill Monboquette. Kubek struck out and homered. Going back to that play, one of the longest, shortest singles we've ever seen hit here at Yankee Stadium. A short fly to center field that scored Pumpsy Green all the way from first. Kubek takes the pitch high, ball one. Pisoni, who, as we told you, has been playing mostly left field here at the stadium in the late innings, thought the ball was hit harder than it was, went back two steps, then tried to come in and slip on the grass, couldn't catch the ball, and then ran by it. Low ball two and nothing. Tony Kubek coming up with his 14th home run of the year in the third inning. 2-1 the Red Sox lead. The 2-0 pitch. It hits the center field. Willie Sasby going back, makes the catch. Kubek hit that ball on the nose, but to the deepest part of the playing field here at the stadium. One away. Here's Hector Lopez. Single to right and struck out. On deck, Roger Maris. Mr. Lopez is right down the middle, strike one call. One strike pitch, curve in the dirt, ball one, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is foul down the right field line, going back out of play in the upper deck. One ball, two strikes. Hector Lopez, who is going to get married after the World Series, reducing the bachelor ranks of the Yankees. There's a line to the right, curving foul into the lower box seat. World Series check will be a nice wedding present for the bride and groom. The pitch is a curved strike, three swinging. Strikeout number six for Mon Bouquet as Hector went after an outside curveball for the second time striking out. And here's Roger Maris, fly to center and lined out to first. Maris wants to play. He doesn't want to be taken out of the game. He does not feel that he is hitting like he was early in the year, hoping to get back in stride. And so he is one home run behind Mickey Mantle, who leads the American League with 40. Maris with 39. Pitch is outside, ball one. Maris's last home run was hit on September the 16th. And we are getting all this information from a little big man who's helping us out tonight with Pete Callison, observing the holidays, Jackie Farrell. High pop fly to short right field. Pete Runnels is moving back. Clinton in, and Clinton makes the catch as Runnels veers out of the way at the last second. So for the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits. No Red Sox errors, and nobody left in the score at the end of five full innings. The Red Sox, two runs, six hits, one error. The Yankees, one run, four hits, and no errors. On the scoreboard in the American League, Cleveland at Chicago, locked against Pierce. Ken Astomani is homing in the first inning, and the Indians are leading 1-0 with the Indians still batting. Detroit is at Kansas City. They start later on. Baltimore and Washington not scheduled. In the National League, Cincinnati at Philadelphia. O'Toole against Buzzard. At the end of three and a half, it's the Phillies two, the Reds one. Milwaukee at Pittsburgh. Buell for Milwaukee. Law started. Green came on in the third. Milwaukee's leading 4-0 at the end of two and a half. Hank Aaron homered in the first with one on, his 39th home of the year. Chicago is at Los Angeles, and St. Louis at San Francisco, and they start later on. For the Red Sox, in the top of the sixth, it'll be Russ Nixon, Frank Malzone, and Pete Runnels to face Bobby Shand. Nixon single to center and bounced out to first base. Left-hand hitting catcher. Bobby Shand's ready. Pitch to Nixon is a curve that's over. Strike one call. Boy, this Shand is rough on left-handers. One strike pitch, curve a little high, ball 1-1-1. Bobby sure had Ted Williams' number this year. He really pitched Ted just right. Ryan Duren is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. The 1-1 pitch, curve low outside. Ball 2, 2-1. 2-1, the Red Sox lead in the top of the sixth. 2-1 pitch is lying down the left field corner and foul. Just foul. Nixon hit an outside fastball that missed by inches of being a double. It kicked off the fence down the left field line. 2-2 on Nixon. 33 years ago today, Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run. Man, what a memorable day that was. The fans just now seeing it on the big scoreboard out in center field. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Curve hit on the ground, and it's a base hit to right field. Roger Maris up with it, and Nixon's got his second base hit of the night. And the first hit off Bobby Shand. Check that, the second hit off Shand. That's seven hits for the Red Sox. Hasby got that little Texas leaguer in short center that scored a run. Here's Frank Malzone, hit into a double play and lined to the shortstop. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Garin holds first against Nixon. The curve is lined foul on the third baseline. Kicked off the fence all the way out to Hector Lopez in deep left field. One strike on Malzone. On deck, Pete Runnels. By Shands. The curve ball is over. Strike two. That was a big overhand curve. Nothing in two on Malzone. Curve hit deep to left field. Lopez going way back, way back. And he can't get it. It's off the wall. Nixon flips
rounding second. They're going to send him in. Malzone's going to third. And they're going to have Malzone hung up. Nobody's at second base, though, when he gets back. There was an unusual play as Frank Malzone hit one about 450 feet, one bounce, against the scoreboard in left center field. Russ Nixon slipped as he rounded second base, went down to one knee, Malzone right on his tail. Billy Herman waved Nixon in, but Nixon held up at third base, and Malzone reached third, then started back to second. Kubek's throw came into Barra. Yogi started a throw to second, but Richardson was out for the relay also. Nobody was at second base, and so Malzone was able to get back safely. That's one of the longest doubles we've ever seen here at the stadium. We had one of the shortest RBI singles we ever saw at the stadium last inning, dropping short center field, scoring a runner from first base. And the Red Sox now have runners at second and third, with nobody out in the league's leading hitter, Pete Runnels, the batter. Runnels singled and flied out to left field. The infield's back. They're not playing in. Shands into the windup. Pitch is high, ball one. Boy, did Malzone put the wood to that one. That would have been over the big high screen atop the high fence at Fenway Park, for sure. Pitch is in there, strike one, 1-1. So Malzone, his 30th double of the year. Lopez almost caught up with that long drive. One ball, one strike on Runnels. The windup and the curve is a little bit high, ball two, 2-1. Here's a 2-1 delivery. It's in there, strike two, a sidearm curveball. Had Pete leaning away from the plate, 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Malzone at second, Nixon at third with nobody out. And the Red Sox lead 2-1 in the top of the sixth. The 2-2 pitch inside, almost beat Runnels. 3-2. On deck, Carroll Hardy. Pete digging into the plate. Got a lot going for him. Got a chance to win the batting crown this year. Here's a payoff pitch. And it's a base hit up the middle. Here comes Nixon. Here comes Malzone. Pisoni's throw is into second base. The Red Sox lead 4-1. As Pete Runnels rips the single back up the middle. Driving in two runs. And giving the Red Sox a 4-1 lead. And that'll another point to Runnels' batting average, and Runnels is leaving the game as we've got a runner for him. Cottry is running for Pete Runnels at first base. Here's Carroll Hardy. Pops the third and line to left field. To Hardy. Change up is in there. Strike one call. Jim Cottry running for Pete Runnels, leading off first base. Fastball is high. Ball one, 1-1. Cottry, second baseman, will probably remain in the ball game to play second base. So Runnels had himself a big night tonight, getting 2 for 3. And just about cementing the batting crown. There's a foul at the plate. One ball, two strikes. That ball kicked off Yogi's leg. Better not get those fingers in the way of those foul balls, Yogi. Elston Howard came up with a badly bruised finger down in Washington. Like Ellie will just be available for pinch hitting duties in the first two games. At least that's the latest report. Fastball is strike three. He tried to check his swing, but he went far enough around.
Marty gives Knapp a little argument. But Larry Knapp said you went far enough around. And that's the third strikeout for Shands. Here's Lou Clinton, bounced to short and struck out. Change up hit on the ground is short. Kubek to Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play as Scarron picked another one out of the dirt. A fine play by Bill Scarron. That's two that he's come up with tonight in the dirt. The second Yankee double play of the night from short to second to first. But the Red Sox come up with two more runs here in the top of the sixth on three base hits. No Red Sox errors and nobody left in the score at the end of 5.5 innings. The Red Sox 4 and the Yankees 1. Jim Pisoni will be the batter. Pisoni taking Mantle's place in the batting order. Jim batting 167. He's 1-for-6. Is 1 RBI. Right-hand hitter. Catch pitch to Pisoni is a swing and a miss on a changeup curveball. Strike one. 4-1, the Red Sox lead. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ground ball. The second baseman Kostry up with it. Nice play. Throw to first, and it gets by Wirtz. But backing up is Nixon, and Pisoni can only hold it first. It was a nice play by Kostry going far to his right, throwing off balance in the dirt, getting by Vic Wirtz. And we'll wait and see what the official score gives on that play. An error for the second baseman. Tough chance for the second baseman. Brings up Yogi Berra, who popped to third and bounced to second base. On deck, Bill Scarron. A stretch. It's the Yogi is a curve over. Strike one call. Crowd whooping it up for Yogis. A lot of Yankee fans here tonight. But Tony leads off first. Fastball pops foul in the upper deck. Strike two. Fans certainly appreciate the way the Yankees have come strong just when they needed it, winning 12 games in a row to wrap up the 1960 pennant. The two-strike pitch. Strike three swinging. Yogi swung at a fastball and didn't get it. And that's something you very seldom see as Mon Boquette chalks up his seventh strikeout of the night. Here's the Moose, who's 2-for-2. Double and a single. Scarron now with 34 doubles on the year. Vic Wirtz playing in back of the runner at first base. Here's the stretch. Foul back in the upper deck, strike one. Pitch to Scarron, a curve outside, 1-1. Cleet Boyer. Pisoni leads off first. Drive to deep right, but curving foul and back in the upper deck. Boy, did Moose hit that one. Wasn't fouled by much way back in the upper deck in right field. must be a wonderful feeling to be as strong as Sauer. All right, Mondo gets it. Curve, strike three, swinging. Nixon dropped the ball, but the runner at first, and on a one out, the batter's automatically out. So that's strikeout number eight for Mon Boquette. And we're going to have a pinch hitter, Dale Long, coming on to bat for Boyer. Dale Long has really been doing a job for the Yankees. Boyer has applied the left and walked. Dale Long is batting 389, 14 for 36. Three doubles, a triple, two homers, and eight runs batted in. Two out here in the bottom of the sixth. The Red Sox lead 4-1. Dale Long batting for Cleet Boyer. Johnny Blanchard is putting on the catching gear. All right, here's the stretch by Mon Boquette. Pitch to Long is foul. Back in the mezzanine, strike one. On Long, powerful left hand hitter. Pitch outside, 1-1. Mon Boquette stretches. Pitch inside. Two balls, one strike. Long had to move out of the batter's box to get out of the way of that one. Two balls, one strike on Long. Here's the stretch. Pitch is lying in center field, right on the nose, but right at Willie Tasby. Man, did Long hit that ball on the button. But right at Tasby. For the Yankees, in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, no hits, one Red Sox error, and one man left. And the score at the end of six full innings, the Red Sox 4 and the Yankees 1. And let's pause for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Modern, WOKO, in Albany, New York. WOKO time is 9:30.
The Yankees have a brand new battery coming on. Ryan Duren will be taking over for Bobby Shen. And Johnny Blanchard will be behind the plate, taking over for Yogi Berra. A new third baseman, Darren Johnson, takes over for Cleet Boyer. Kubek remains at short. Richardson at second. Dale Long is at first base in place of the Moose. Lopez in left, Pizzoni in center, and Roger Maris in right field. While Duren's coming in, we'll take a look at the scoreboard in the American League. At the end of one inning, Cleveland won and the White Sox won. Lock against Pierce, lock against Pierce. That's for Monty Holman in the first. Detroit at Kansas City starts later on. Baltimore and Washington not scheduled. The National League, the Phillies 2 and the Reds 1 at the end of 4.5. O'Toole against Buzzhoff. Milwaukee 8 and the Pirates nothing at the end of 3.5. Buell for Milwaukee. Law started. Green in the third. Hank Aaron homered in the first with one on, the 39th of the year. Chicago at Los Angeles and St. Louis at San Francisco start later on. So Ryan Duren, who tied a modern major league record by striking out the first five hitters he faced down in Washington in his first starting assignment of the 1960 season, is in there again tonight. Dittmar pitched the first four innings, allowing five hits and one run. Didn't walk anybody or strike anybody out. Bobby Shands pitched two innings, giving up four base hits, walked one, struck out three, and allowed three runs. So Duren is coming on here in the seventh, and the first man he'll face will be the pitcher, Bill Mon Boquette, who bounced to short and struck out. Checking where the new men are going to bat in the batting order.
squared away and we're ready to go. Manbouquet, the batter. Here's Duren into the windup. Pitch, inside, ball one. Boy, that Manbouquet's crowding the plate. Dangerous thing to do with Duren out there. Manbouquet steps out of the batter's box. Now he's ready. The pitch, strike one, is swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. On deck, Pumpsy Green. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Inside, ball two, 2-1. Yankee outfield playing very shallow on Manbouquet. Duren swings into that big slow windup. Picks, delivers, strike call, 2-2. Now, in fact, Jim Pisoni is shading Manbouquet way over in right center, figuring that he won't pull Duren with his fastball. 2-2 the count. Duren checking the sign from Blanche. Now swings into the windup. Pitch, strike three, call. Duren strikes out the first man he faces. Brings up Pumpsy Green, who bounced a second, singled and walked. He scored twice in the ballgame. Once again, he swings around and bats left-handed. Batted left-handed twice against Dittmar, right-handed against Shands, and now left-handed again against Duren. On deck, Willie Tasby. Duren's first pitch to Green is a strike call, a blazing fastball. Chokes up a little higher on the bat now after watching that fastball go by. Duren into the windup. The one strike pitch is strike two, is swing and a miss. That was a breaking pitch. Nothing in two to count. Takes off the sign. Now he's got the one he likes. A two-strike pitch. Strike three, swinging. Boy, that ball was by Pumpsy Green before he even got the bat off his shoulder. Two up, two strikeouts for Duren, and here's Willie Tasby. Fly to center and single to center twice. There's one RBI. Two out, nobody on. 4-1 the Red Sox lead in the top of the seventh. The pitch to Tasby, strike one, a swing and a miss. Willie went all the way around. The harder you swing at Duren, the more you miss him. Duren sets, the pitch is high inside. Ball one, 1-1. Duren's pitching from a stretch position. I guess Ryan is so used to working with men on base that he would rather pitch from a stretch position, because that's when he usually comes into the ball game. Pitch to the first two men with a full windup. Now he's pitching to Willie Tasby as though there were a runner at first base. Stretches the pitch. Foul, coming back and out of play. One the Red Sox lead, top of the seventh. Wind is starting to whip up. Here's the attendance. Paid $12,307. The total, including servicemen, $12,708. Changeup is just inside ball three. Durant started to walk off the mound. That pitch completely fooled Willie Tasby, who was looking for the fastball. And Durant threw that big, slow change of pace. And Pappy Durkin, look at that wind blowing out there in center field. What's the story? Charlie Berry say that they expected rain about 9:30 tonight. Pitch, strike three, swinging at him on a high fastball. Durant strikes out the side. Here in the top of the seventh, nothing across. And the score at the end of 6.5 innings, the Red Sox 4 and the Yankees 1. Nice job of pitching by Big Ryan Durant. Say, on the way out to the ballpark tonight, I picked up a newspaper, and there's a big advertisement for Valentine beer in it that you probably have already seen. The one that says more than 5 million times a day, someone enjoys a glass of Valentine beer. Actually, as the ad points out, the figure is 5,435,616 glasses a day. Man, that's a pretty amazing figure to me, as it probably is to you, too. But you know, it got me to thinking what a tribute this was to Valentine beer's quality. Yes, sir. People know quality when they taste it. That's why they enjoy Valentine beer to the tune of over 5 million glasses a day. I think I know why Valentine beer is so popular. It's because Valentine has everything you want in a beer. It's light, refreshingly light, and it has all that good lager beer flavor you love. Now, that's why we call Valentine beer the crisp refresher. So how about you? Have you asked the man for Valentine beer lately? If not, why not join the millions of others who enjoy today's Valentine beer? For the Yankees in the bottom of the seventh, Bobby Richardson will lead off. Bobby reached on an error and bounced to second. The Red Sox leading 4-1. Monboquet out on the mound. Pitch to Richardson is a curve over, strike one call. Monboquet has 8 strikeouts so far tonight. Has given up 4 base hits, 1 in each of the 4 first innings. Curve low, ball 1-1-1. Pitches a curve low, ball 2-2-1. Tony Kubek is on deck. Ryan Durant is due to be the next batter. See if Casey's got any pinch hitters in the wings. Here's a 2-1 pitch. The ground ball over the pitcher's head. Cotchery coming in fast, up with it. Over the worst, in time for the out. One away. Slow bounding ball over the pitcher's head. And let's see who comes out of the Yankee dugout. Looks like Jesse Gunder this time. Just see the top of his helmet. And that's who it is, Jesse Gunder, coming out of the Yankee dugout to bat for Ryan Duren. Gunder is batting 0-0-0. He's 0-4 since joining the Yankees. Has gotten on base a couple of times by errors. Left-hand hitter who had the highest batting average in the International League but was not up sufficient number of times to get credit for the batting championship. Monboquet into the windup. The pitch to Gunder is a foul back, strike one. Nobody on. 4-1, the Red Sox lead in the bottom of the seventh. Slow curve hit high in the air, deep to right field, way back there, way back. And into the
strike in for your first base hit as a major leaguer. A pinch hit home run into the Yankee bullpen, a high towering drive that kept carrying and carrying. Lou Clinton was going back and he ran into the bullpen fence. And that ball went back about 15 feet. The first hit for Jesse Gonder in the big leagues, and it's a home run. And that's one that that youngster will remember forever and ever. Kubek takes a pitch outside, ball one. The pitch to Kubek, changeup hit back to the box. Mon Bouquet grabs it on one hop, throws to Vic Wirtz, and it's two away. Kubek at home and in the third inning, giving the Yankees 191. Gonders was the 192nd home run hit by a Yankee this year. Every time they hit one, they add to their new mark. The old one was 190. The 1956 Yankees got it. Here's Hector Lopez, singled and struck out twice. 4-2 to score now in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch to Lopez, foul out of play, strike one. Out to shortstop. Humphrey Green in up with it. Over to Wirtz, and that's all for Lopez and the Yankees here in the bottom of the seventh. But they do come up with one run on the homer by Gonder. No Red Sox errors and nobody left in the score at the end of seven innings. Boston, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. The Yankees, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. You know, a beer's got to have two things to really refresh you: lightness and flavor. Well, Mr. Ballantyne Beer's got them both. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. And that's what makes it the crisp refresher. Enjoy a frosty glass of Ballantyne soon. New pitcher coming on for the New York Yankees. Ryan Duren pitched just one inning, faced three men, and struck all three men out. So Duren had himself a good workout. And while we're waiting for the new Yankee pitcher to come on, Bill Creasy from the Yankees Home of Champions Network informs me that was Jesse Gonder's first appearance at Yankee Stadium. Gonder's other appearances at the plate were all on the road, so for sure Jesse Gonder will never forget his first time at bat in a Yankee uniform at Yankee Stadium. A home run he can well be proud of. Nothing Chinese about that homer. High and deep. The left-hander coming on for the New York Yankees, making his first appearance. Stowe is 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, from Gastonia, North Carolina. Born August 29th, 1937. Last year with Fargo, he won 5 and lost 4, but had a 2.75 earned run average. So we'll be facing Vic Wirtz, Russ Nixon, and Frank Malzahn in the top of the eighth with the Red Sox leading 4-2. Wirtz lined one off Art Dittmar's glove in the first inning, was thrown out by Cleve Boyer. In the third inning, he grounded one off Dittmar's glove to drive in a run and then bounced to the shortstop. With Amarillo in the Texas League, Stowe had 114 and lost 11 this year. The pitch to Wirtz is low, ball one. Tall, lean left-hander. Checks the sign from Johnny Blanchard. Here's the windup. Pitch is low, ball two. 2-0. So swings into the windup. The 2-0 delivery is high, ball three. 3-0. A
3-0 delivery. High ball four. Walks him on four pitches. Wirtz down to first base. And here's Russ Nixon, who's 2-for-3. Single to center, single to right. Has scored a run, then bounced to first base. Dale Long walks in to talk with Stowe. Yankees have Lopez in left, Sedoni in center, Maris in right. Darren Johnson at third, Kubek at short, Richardson at second, Dale Long at first, Blanchard catching, and Harold Stowe on the mound. Kubek yells over to Darren Johnson to be on the alert for the possible sacrifice. Yankees had Darren Johnson playing strictly third base this year for Richmond. The pitch, Nixon squares around, bunts it foul, strike one. Ball kicked off Larry Knapp's shin guard in back of the plate. Frank Malzone on deck. Dale Long holding the bag against Vic Wirtz. The stretch by Stowe.
Go to first, and he puts Long off. It's a balk. Check that. Man, he picked Dale Long off, and the ball just missed, hitting Long right between the eyes, went over his head. As Stowe stepped towards the plate, Long broke in, and Stowe threw the ball, and it just missed, hitting Dale in the head. The ball hit the railing and bounced all the way out to right field, but first base umpire Frank Humont called the balk on Harold Stowe, and it's a balk, and going down to second base is Vic Wirtz. Oh, man, that could have been dangerous. Because Dale Long had taken his eye completely off Harold Stowe and was looking to the plate for the pitch. And that would have really been an embarrassing situation had that ball hit Dale. Of course, the Yankees have not had too much opportunity to play in back of this youngster. Don't know what his move is. Here's the pitch. It's bunted down third. A good bunt. Johnson has to go to first base. In time to get Nixon, but moving to third is worse. The sacrifice works. From 5-3, third baseman to the first baseman. Brings up Frank Malzone, hit into a double play, line to short and double to deep left center field. One away, 4-2, the Red Sox lead. Vic Wirtz at third, the Yankee infield is in for a possible play at the plate. Still pitching with his full windup now. Pitch to Malzone. Strike call. Fastball just above the knees. Stowe's ball moves pretty well. Here's the windup by the left-hander. Pitch inside this time, 1-1. On deck, Jim Coftrey, who took over for Pete Reynolds. All right, Stowe into the windup. The 1-1 pitch is a curve, swung at and missed, strike two. Had Malzone way out in front of that curveball. One ball, two strikes. Wirtz with a short lead off third. Now he moves up the line. Pitches a curve, popped in the air to left field. Lopez is coming in. Wirtz is tagging up. Lopez makes the catch. Wirtz is coming all the way. Here's the throw, and he makes it. He's safe. The throw is a little bit offline. Vic Wirtz coming all the way, scores on a short fly to left field. A sacrifice fly, an RBI from Malzone, and the Red Sox lead 5-2. Lopez's throw would have been in plenty of time had he had it online, but it was off about 10 feet to the left of the plate. Blanchard had to go out and get it and then lunge for Wirtz, who did not slide. He jumped on home plate, beating Blanchard's peg. Two out is Jim Coftrey. Runnels was 2-for-3, by the way, while he was in there. Pitch to the left-hand hitting second baseman. Hits his bat, strike one. Strike pitch, curve over, strike two, and Coftrey fell away from the plate trying to get out of the way of that curveball and broke over the inside corner.
nothing in two. Runnels leaves the ball game with a 319 batting average. The two-strike pitch. Curve, he tried to check it, swing, pops it up to the shortstop. Kubek is under it, makes the catch. Ostry had a rough time of it up there. For the Red Sox in the top of the eighth, one run. Without the benefit of a base hit, no Yankee errors and nobody left. And the score at the end of 7.5 innings, Boston 5, New York 2. Well, I guess there's one in every crowd, a baseball fan who can tell you all there is to know about the sport. But you got to admire a guy like that, because he's the kind of guy that makes a study of all the things he likes, including beer. Now, that's why it's a sure bet that he's a Ballantine fan. You see, like millions of others, he's found that Ballantine gives you both lightness and flavor. The two things a beer must have to refresh. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. And that's what makes it the crisp refresher. So treat your thirst to the crisp refresher. Just make the famous three-ring sign and ask the man for a tall, frosty glass of Ballantine. Ballantine beer. And on that note, we'll pause for station identification.
1460 on your dial. This is Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. WOKO time, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock.
In the bottom of the eighth inning, it'll be Roger Maris leading off for the Yankees. Maris fly to center, line to first, pop to second. 5-2, the Red Sox lead. On Bouquet, into the windup. Pitch to Maris, curve inside, ball one. Next pitch, changeup, hit to left field, short left field. It's going to be trouble if it stays there. And it drops in there for a base hit. Maris is going for two. And he's in with a short Texas League double just inside the foul line. Maris hit that ball right off his fist. And with Hardy playing in left center field, he didn't have a chance. For Maris, his 18th double of the year. And here's Bob Serve coming out to bat for Jim Pisoni. Serve batting for Pisoni. Serve batting 251, 11 doubles, 2 triples, 14 homers, 38 runs batted in. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Roger Maris leads off second base. The stretch by Mon Bouquet. The pitch is a curve swung at it, missed, strike one. And the curve is fouled on the third base line, strike two. Nothing in through the count on deck, Johnny Blanchard. Here's the stretch by Mon Bouquet. Fastball high, ball one, 1-2. The curve hits the left center field, and that's in there for extra bases. Maris is around third. He'll score going into second with a stand-up double Bob Serve. So Serve comes up with his 12th double of the year and his 39th run batted in. Makes it a 5-3 ball game in favor of the Red Sox. And it brings up Johnny Blanchard for his first time at bat. Blanchard batting 247, 3 doubles, a triple, 4 homers, and 14 runs batted in. On deck, Darren Johnson. Nobody out. The pitch to Blanchard. High ball one. Doubles back to back by Maris and Serve. The Yankees pick up a run. It's 5-3. The Red Sox lead.
And the pitch inside. Ball two. Two and nothing. Larry Knapp almost put up that right hand. Here's a stretch. 2-0 pitch is over. Strike one, 2-1. Speaking of Larry Knapp, he just sold his home in Staten Island, moving down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yesterday. Ready, the 2-1 delivery. Curve outside, ball three, 3-1. Blanchard representing the tying run at the plate. Here's a stretch by Monboquet. Fastball swung at a miss, strike two. Ball was down around the knees. It was a good pitch. Johnny had a good ripple at it, just didn't get it. Full count on Blanchard. Ready now for the playoff pitch. Here it is, and a line drive to center field. Tasby going back under it now and makes the catch. Third bags up. Here's the long throw to third, and serve is in. A long line drive to deep center field. Boy, that ball was hit on the nose. That's one away, and here's Darren Johnson up for his first time. Johnson is 0-1 since joining the Yankees. Hitting right-hand hitter. One out. 5-3 the Yankees lead. Bob serve at third base. Red Sox infield playing back. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. On deck, Dale Long. Here's the windup. Pitch to Johnson as a curve hit high in the air to short right field. The right fielder Clinton under it and makes the catch. Serve is halfway and goes back to third base. He tore up quite a bit of the Yankee outfield there as he tried to get out of the way and slipped on the grass. Replaces the divot and goes back to second base. That's two away. Third remained at third, and here's Dale Long, who in a pinch hitting role lined out to center field in the sixth inning. Two out. Up the pitch to Long is pop foul out of play. Strike one. One strike on Long. A windup and the pitch is hit to straightaway center field. Willie Sansby moving under it. And he's got it for the out. Another ball hit well, but to the deep part of the park. Well, the Yankees in the bottom of the eighth, one run on two base hits. No Red Sox errors, one man left. The score at the end of eight full innings, the Red Sox 5 and the Yankees 3. On the scoreboard in the American League, Cleveland won, the White Sox won at the end of 3. Lock against Pierce, that's for Monty Holman in the first for the Indians. Detroit at Kansas City, it's Larry against Hall, and Baltimore and Washington on schedule. In the National League, the Phillies 3, the Reds 2 at the end of 4. O'Toole started, Brosnan in the 7th, buzzed out by the Phillies. Milwaukee leads the Pirates 10-1 at the end of 5 innings. Buell for Milwaukee, Law started, Green in the 3rd, Levine in the 4th, Gibbon in the 6th. Hank Aaron Holman in the 1st with 1 on, his 39th of the year. And Smokey Burgess in the 4th with nobody on. For the Pirates, Chicago at Los Angeles, St. Louis at San Francisco starts later on. And we've got another new pitcher coming on for the Yankees. Be the 5th Yankee pitcher of the night.
Red Sox lead the Yankees 5-3. Red Sox scored one in the third, one in the fifth, and two in the sixth. The Yankees scored one in the third, one in the seventh, and one in the eighth. Looks like Duke Moss coming in from the Yankee bullpen. Duke will be facing Carol Hardy, Lou Clinton, and Bill Monbouquet here in the top of the ninth inning. Two of the Yankee runs, the result of homers, one by Kubek, one by Jesse Gonder. Duke will be coming on. Moss making his 32nd appearance of the year. He's 1-3 and lost one. Has an earned run average of 4.16. Moss has started only one ball game all year. All the rest have been in relief. Yankees play the Red Sox again tomorrow afternoon and then close out the regularly scheduled 1960 season with a Sunday afternoon game against the same Boston Red Sox. Then on Wednesday, October 5th, the World Series starts out in Pittsburgh. First two games will be played in Pittsburgh's Ford Field. Then after a day off, open here at Yankee Stadium on Saturday, Sunday, if necessary, Monday here at the stadium. And then again, if necessary, back to Pittsburgh for the final two games. Carol Hardy popped the third, line to left, and struck out. Right hand hit him. Duke Moss into the windup. His first pitch is a curve low, ball one. Ball, no strikes on Hardy. Fast ball over, strike one, one on one. Hard Dipmont pitched four fine innings for the Yankees, starting, giving up five hits. Didn't walk anybody or strike out anybody, just allowed one run. Curve is fouled back out of play. One ball, two strikes. Ryan Duren relieved one inning, struck out all three men he faced. Bobby Shands had two rough innings, giving up four hits and three runs, though he struck out three men. The one ball, two strike pitch. High inside, two and two. Harold Stowe relieved one inning, though he didn't give up a hit. He allowed a run, committing a balk after walking a man. And a sacrifice, and then a sacrifice fly. Two and two to count on Hardy, leading off here in the top of the ninth. The Red Sox lead 5-3. Is a curve fouled back on the screen. Now holds it 2-2. Inside and high, ball three, 3-2. Duke takes plenty of time out on the mound. Looks at the ball after every pitch. Takes quite a bit of time checking the sign. Here's the payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. He lost him. Trying to curve him on a 3-2 count. Hardy walks. And here's Lou Clinton, bounced to short, struck out, hit into a double play. Johnson in at third. They're long, ready to charge in. Here's the stretch. Then Mott steps off the mound. All right, Duke ready. Pitch is low, ball one. He was not ready to bunt. Pitcher two up next. Now Clinton looks down at Billy Herman coaching at third. First, the stretch. There he goes. The pitch is hit on the ground. Kubek must go to first base, and it gets by Dale Long, and a fan grabs it, and both runners will advance a base. Kubek made a fine play. He was ready to flip to second, but with Hardy running, he realized he didn't have a chance, threw off balance, and it's an error charge to Tony Kubek. An error on the throw. It bounced in front of Long and over his glove. And a fan reached out and caught the ball before it hit the fence. So the Red Sox have runners at second and third. And the batter, Mon Boquette, the pitcher, bounced to short, struck out twice. That was the first Yankee error of the night. The Red Sox have made two. Infield playing in. Cut off this run at the plate if they possibly can. Here's the windup. The pitch is a curve outside. Ball one. Time is called. Johnny Blanchard going out to the mound to talk with Mott. Quick huddle, broken up. Hitter, right hand hitter. 1-0 count on him. Moss taking a long time out there. Now he's ready. Pitch is a curve over, strike one, 1-1. Hardy gave a bluff at third as though he was going to come running in. Make it appear like the squeeze play was on. One ball, one strike. Into the windup. Fastball is low. Ball two. 2-1. Mott turns around. Looks at his defense. The windup. The curve is swung at it, missed. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bob Sir playing a very shallow center field. Up by Moss. The 2-2 pitch is a curve, strike three, swinging. Third time that Mon Boquette struck out. Brings up Pumpsy Green, bounced to second, single, walked, and struck out. Pete Runnels, who came into this game leading Al Smith by just 2 percentage points, picked up 2 points. and now leads Smith by four in a race for the batting crown in the American League. Pumpsy Green batting left-handed against Duke Moss. The Yankee infield still in with one out, runners at second and third. 5-3 the Red Sox lead, top of the ninth. The windup and the curve is low, ball one. Green started a swing and checked it. Ball broke down. Clinton leads off second, Hardy off third. The windup and the curve is low again. Ball two, 2-0. On deck, Willie Sasby. Now Duke ready. The 2-0 pitch is a curve over this time. Strike one. 2-1. One strike, one out. The 2-1 pitch. Curveball hit on the ground at second. Richardson up with it. Holds the runners. Throws to first to get Green. So, the runners remain at second and third. Now it's two out, and here's Willie Chasby, who is 2-for-4. Single to center twice, fly to center, and struck out. Driven in one run. Now the infield moves back with two out and two on. Wind up by Marsh. Curve low, ball one. Deck, Vic Wirtz. The pitch to Tasby, curve in the dirt, blocked nicely by Blanchard. Ball two, 2-0. No strikes, two out, two on, 5-3, the Red Sox lead, top of the ninth. Here's the windup. Curve outside, ball three, 3-0. Duke walks Tasby. He's got to face Vic Wirtz, one of the top RBI men in the league at 102. Here's a 3-0 delivery. It's right down the middle, strike one call. Willie taken all the way. Now a 3-1 pitch. Tasby swings a ground ball at second base. Richardson to Dale Long for the out, and Duke Moss pitches his way out of a jam with runners at second and third, nobody out. The Red Sox fail to score in the top of the ninth. No runs.
No hits, one Yankee error, two men left in the score at the end of 8.5 innings. The Red Sox 5 and the Yankees 3. Say, right now, while the teams are changing sides, let's take a quick look at baseball's lightest side. A famous manager had a rookie pitcher who had no control at all. Went out to the mound one day and he said to him, "Haven't you got any more control than that?" And then the rookie replied, "I usually do, Skipper, but I'm kind of nervous today. Can't keep my hands dry." So the manager hauled out a rosin bag and said, "Well, use this. Maybe it'll dry your hands." Well, after a few throws, the rookie was wilder than ever. "Didn't that rosin bag help?" asked the manager. Said the rookie, "I don't know. I couldn't get it open." I guess that could happen. But tell you, though, I'll bet if it was a bottle of Valentine, he'd have gotten it open. Sure enough. You see, Valentine proves a beer can be truly light and still give you all the downright delicious lager beer flavor you want. You'll enjoy the crisp refresher, the light beer with true lager flavor. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Bobby Richardson will be leading off. And on deck is Gil McDougal, who has been just about the top pinch hitter for the Yankees all year. And he'll be followed by Tony Kubek. Richardson reached on an error and bounced to second base twice. Billy Monbouquet has gone all the way. Sends in a curve. It's low ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Curve in there. Strike one, one among. Delivery. Slow curve hit deep to left field, but curving foul way back into the seats out of play. Bobby just got around on that hanging curve ball. Drilled it pretty deep into the seats. Foul by about 5 or 6 feet. One ball, two strikes. The wind up, the pitch, curve outside, 2-2. Slow curve fouled on the left field line. Count holds at 2-2. Again, the 2-2 delivery. Curve hit in the ground up the middle, and a base hit to center field. So Richardson opens the bottom of the ninth with a single to center. Hit number 8 off Monbouquet, and here's Gil McDougal. McDougal batting 255, 16 doubles, 3 triples, 8 homers, and 34 runs batted in. And Sal Magley is coming out of the Red Sox bullpen, and that's all for Monbouquet. Billy Monbouquet pitches 8 innings plus, didn't get anybody out here in the ninth, allowed 8 base hits. He only walked one man, struck out 8. And has allowed 3 runs so far. Monbouquet cannot be the losing pitcher. Bobby Richardson will be his responsibility should he score. But Billy could be the winning pitcher. Should who's ever coming in for relief. For the Red Sox hold the Yankees in tow. McDougal and Kubek talking things over in the on-deck circle. Out on the mound, Sal Magley, Russ Nixon, and Monbouquet. The Red Sox relief pitcher coming in, taking that long walk from left field. Can't tell who it is from here as yet. McDougal will be batting for Duke Moss. And then Kubek will be following McDougal. Can't tell who the pitcher is. Monbouquet leaves the mound.
this a strong ball game. Tom Brewer, usually a starting pitcher, has come on in relief. He has very little success against the Yankees as a starting pitcher. Red Sox trying to see what he can do in relief against New York. Brewer is making his 34th appearance of the year. This is his fifth relief appearance of the year. He has pitched 12 complete games, 114. Whoops, let me check that. Check that. He's won 8. No, he's won 10 and lost 14. I can't even read right. He's pitched 8 complete games. 110, lost 14. All right, here's Gil McGilder ready. The pitch to Gil. Fastball low. Ball 1. He's got a left-hander warming up now. Sal stands up on the dugout steps. Richardson at first with nobody out. Tying run at the plate. Pitch is high, ball 2, 2-0. Stretch by Brewer. Is in there, strike 1 called, 2-1. Fastball hit on the ground, a base hit to left field. It looked like Pumpsy Green was moving towards second base with the pitch, and McDougal slapped the pinch hit single to left. Putting the tying run at first with nobody out. Richardson at second and Tony Kubek the batter. Kubek struck out, home it, fly to center and hit back to the box. Nobody out in the bottom of the ninth. The Red Sox lead 5-3. On deck, Hector Lopez. Drawn in at third, worse in at first, looking for the possible sacrifice. Here's the stretch. Pitch is in there, strike ball. Kubek did not square around a bunt. Brewer steps back off the mound. Google leads off first, Richardson off second. Here's the stretch. Pitch is bunted. Foul down the first baseline, strike 2. Nothing in 2 on Kubek. Stretch by Brewer. Pitch, changeup hit high in the air to right field, not too deep. Clinton is under it. Richardson goes back to tag, but then holds up at second base. Kubek hit that ball off the end of the bat, one away. The batter, Hector Lopez. Single, struck out twice, bounced to short. One away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Red Sox 5, Yankees 3. On deck, Roger Maris.
Sox infield in double play depth. One away. Stretch by Brewer. Pitch is strike one, a swing and a miss. That's again. Curveball is over, strike two. Boy, that curve really exploded. Nothing in two on Hector. One out, two on, 5-3, the Red Sox lead, bottom of the ninth. Here's the stretch. Fastball is low. Ball one, one ball, two strikes. Of Bill Monbouquet here in the bottom of the ninth. The stretch, curve is foul. Back off the mask of Nixon. Count holds it, one ball, two strikes. Dirt knocked down by Nixon. Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on. Lopez digging in at the plate. Stretch by Brewer. The pitch. Low, ball three. Full count. Three and two on Lopez. Brewer kicks up the dirt out on the pitching mound. Check the sign from Nixon. Ready now for the payoff pitch. Here it is. It's line of right field, a base hit. Extra bases. No, Lopez holds at first. And Richardson comes on to score. McDougal moves to third base, and it's a 5-4 ball game. Hit that ball so hard, and Clinton played it perfectly off the wall that Hector held it first. Richardson scored easily. McDougal moved easily to third. With one out, the Red Sox lead 5-4. The tying run is at third, the winning run at first, and the batter is Roger Maris. And Mike Higgins is calling the infield in. Maris fly to center, line to first, pop to second, and double the left and score a run. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Maris. It's a ground ball. Base hit to center field. Lopez going to third.
the ball game's tied up 5-5. And Magley calling for another pitcher. We're going to pause for station identification. Does not fare very well against the Yankees in the starting role, finds himself in the same predicament in a relief role. Just can't get three men out. As the Yankees came up with singles by Richardson, a pinch hit single by McDougal, Kubek flying to right, Lopez single to right to drive in Richardson, send McDougal to third, Maris single through the drawn up infield, tying up the score. Lopez went to third. The score is tied 5-5 with one out. Maris at first, Lopez at third, and the batter, Bob Sir. And let's see who the pitcher coming on is. Did such a fine job against the Yankees up at Fenway Park. Big, tall right-hander is out on the mound now for the Red Sox. He's 6'5", 204 pounds. And he's got a job ahead of him with Bob Sir the batter. The winning run at third with one out. So Bill Monbouquet, who picked such a fine ball game, is out of it. He can either be the winner nor the loser. Tom Brewer and Duke Moss are the pitchers of record right now. Bobby Shands gets off the hook tonight. One of Bobby's very few games in which he hasn't pitched exceptionally well. All right, Bob Serve, who pinch hit a double in the eighth inning to drive in a run, is up there now with the winning run at third. The infield's in. The pitch is low, ball one. The pitch is a ground ball at second. And Cochrane, the running run scores. The ball game is over. Cochrane is chasing Maris, but the ball game is over. The young second baseman was confused as Bob Serve hit him a one-hot ground ball. Lopez came charging into the plate. Pinky Higgins had pulled the infield in, and Cochrane now throws the ball away in disgust. So Serve drives in the winning run. The Yankees win it 6-5, and here is Joe Ripley with the recap.
Well, those kind of sneak in on Joe here as there's a fair amount of bedlam resulting from a rather small crowd at the stadium who saw quite a climactic finish here as the Yankees came up with three runs in the bottom of the ninth. We'll have the totals for you in just a minute. Phil recapped the play on Serve's ground ball to Cawthrey. The youngster, who's a rookie, was a bit befuddled on the play and started the rundown on Maris, forgetting apparently that there was only one out. And as he was chasing Maris back, the lead run, the winning run, came in the person of Lopez from third. So the Yankees win it, and a wild and woolly one here at the stadium that really brought this crowd to their feet at the finish with six runs, 11 hits, and one error. The Red Sox in a losing cause and a tough one. 5 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. The winner is Duke Moss, whose record now stands at 4-1. And the loser is Tom Brewer, who has won 10 and now lost 15. Looking down the scoreboard very quickly, at the end of 4, the Indians lead the White Sox 3-2. And at the end of 2, Kansas City leads Detroit 2-0. Washington and Baltimore were not scheduled tonight. In the National League, Chicago at Los Angeles and St. Louis at San Francisco still to get started out on the coast. Phillies batting in the bottom of the ninth. The Reds came up with 2 in the top of the ninth. 2 out in front, 4-3. And at the end of 7 at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, the Braves lead the Pirates 10-1. Home runs in that one by Aaron and Smokey Burgess. In the Little World Series, for those of you who are interested, and I'm sure there are quite a lot of you up along the New York State-Canadian border, Toronto defeated Louisville tonight 6-2. The winner was Smith, the loser was Henley. Don Demeter hit 2 home runs for Toronto, and Taylor hit 1 for Louisville. Might even take a step further and say that at the end of the first period, the Philadelphia Eagles and Dallas Texans are tied in the National Football League 3-3. Tomorrow afternoon, airtime will be 1:55 here at the stadium. Red Sox against the Yankees, and likewise on Sunday when the regular 1960 season will be wrapped up, and then we'll move into the big World Series. That winds up another Valentine baseball broadcast. Tune in for more baseball, as we told you, tomorrow afternoon at 1:55. For now, this is Bill Creasy speaking for Red Barber, Phil Rizzuto, Packy McFarland, and Pappy Durkin, saying that's it for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. And P. Ballantyne and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher. Ballantyne Beer, the largest selling beer in the East. Once again, the final score, the Yanks win it 6-5 with 3 in the bottom of the ninth, and they've won their 13th straight. This is the Home of Champions Network.